You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, it only turned out to be the second largest upset in race history. The winning horse, called Rich Strike, was an 80-1 long shot.
Oh, wow.
And that horse wasn't even in the Derby field until Friday, the day before the race, when another horse dropped out.
What happened to the other horse? Did you have a tummy ache or something?
I don't know. Just dropped out.
He's out,
so they put
huh?
the, they're like, we'll put you in, but you'll be 80-1. The horse won the damn race.
Incredible. I saw that dude, Mattress Mac, who always lays down millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Is it Mac? Mattress Mac? Matt?
Something like
Mark?
That. The guy in Houston?
He lost like $1 million or something, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't look too happy in his little picture I saw. He was like,
Mrr. He's entertaining the rest of us, though.
Yep.
So some researchers, this is the News for Nerds portion of this segment. Some researchers did a little study on trying to extend lifespan, and they do a lot of these studies using mice because I guess mice have a lot in common with us. Anyway,
all right.
They found that you can add potentially up to 35% more lifespan by eating during daylight hours only.
So
they say
this
ties into the body clock's daily rhythms, Jer.
So this is, are they just saying midnight snacking or?
Correct. You only eat when the sun comes up to when the sun goes down. They say it ties into a couple of things. One, you probably, if you're doing that, eating smaller meals, which is I found is true. And then it also taps into that whole intermittent fasting thing.
Right.
But the mice extended their lifespans by 35%. So stop getting up at 10:30 at night and having a bowl of cereal.
I was up at 10 o'clock last night because I was hangry.
What'd you eat?
Little mozzarella balls. Have you gotten those? The tub of them?
Yes, Costco.
In the oil and the.
Yep.
I went
Gretch
down
puts
and
them
about,
into some of our salads.
Oh, I put them into my mouth. I had about 10 of them and I went back to bed.
Yeah, that's not good for you. You're not supposed to eat during the nighttime hours.
I was hungry.
Now, if you do extend your life, and you might be wondering, what am I going to do with my golden years? Well, maybe something that your grandma and grandpa might be thinking about doing. There is a trend now of people just living on cruise ships. They are retiring onto cruise ships. They string back-to-back-to-back-to-back voyages together. And some of these, do you remember the one that I was telling you about that went from Australia around the Cape of Africa up to Europe, up to England, and then over to New York?
That was
a 100-something days long.
I want to say it was like 3 months or something like that.
Yeah, it was a little over 100 days.
Well,
because what they
not?
Found is that if you do this, you rack up all these big discounts, you can get the price down below $100 a day. And these are all inclusive. So you got all your food, all your beverages, all your entertainment. They say the medical care is actually pretty good on cruise ships.
They have operating rooms and stuff on there.
Do they?
I believe so, yeah. I think
you can go
down and get like an MRI if you need it.
Anyway, so don't be surprised if your parents at one point say,
bon voyage.
We're going to go on a cruise forever.
I've been on, is it one cruise or two? I'm trying to remember. I think one. Man, I got seasick. It wasn't for me. Those big boats still rock. I remember sitting in the theater, doing something, watching some show, and you were watching the curtains on the stage just go back and forth,
a little delicate, though. I took one cruise. I had a fine time.
It was fine.
It was fine, yeah.
I like the little fancy dinners where you get all dressed up and you have, some surf and
turf.
And then you...
And I'm not going to lie, this whole idea actually kind of appeals to me.
Yeah, it seems cool.
It seems kind of cool. Of course, you can do it now, and after about 4 months, you're like, get me off the damn boat.
Give me some land.
What else is trending?
Someone posted an idea on a mommy blog for testing out baby names to see how people would react. So this is perfect if you're a soon-to-be mom or dad. If you're worried that your name that you're going to pick for your little human child is going to be too weird, they say try the Starbucks trick. Next time you order at Starbucks and they say, can I get your name, because they write it there on the cup, give them the baby name that you want to use. You'll learn three things. Can the barista easily spell it correctly? Can they pronounce it when the order is ready? And then you'll be able to see how other people react when they hear your new little baby's name. Isn't that great? That's a cool little life hack right there.
Although,
especially the spelling one.
Okay, so that's the thing. I'm not really a Starbucks guy. I rarely go. But yesterday morning on my way to go spend the day, I did stop and I got a hot tea. I got an English breakfast tea. And I gave them my restaurant name that I always use, which is Tony.
Yeah.
I'm just Tony. And they wrote on the cup, T-O-N-I.
Well, it's,
I'm like,
it's still
I'm
Tony.
Not a chick.
Anymore,
remember the band
though,
Tony,
know,
Tony, Tony?
I do, but anymore, how would you know? I mean,
how would
Tony,
you know?
How would you know unless you say Tony with a Y?
Hey, Tony.
I'm still a fan of saying Super Mario, Chuck Norris.
They probably enjoy that.
Chewbacca, because then you're standing there and they got to go, Chuck Norris? Chuck Norris? Yeah, it's a good time. Everybody gets a little laugh out of it. Let's see. You did the mouse story. I got another sciencey story. A new study looked at the best ways to flirt. Researchers showed 1,000 horny college students a list of 40 different ways to flirt and asked, hey, which one of these do you think is the most effective? Now, if you're trying
What are my choices?
I don't know. I don't have the whole list.
Oh.
But I will give you the number ones. If you're trying to attract a woman, the best thing you can do is make her laugh. Women ranked number one. That's the number one thing when a person is hitting on them to just get them to laugh, Dom.
All right.
I could do that. And now they said that works for someone who's actually looking to date you or if you're just looking for a one-night stand. So
both, huh?
And then, you know, then you get busy when you're done laughing. The humor is also the best way if you're trying to attract a serious boyfriend as well. So people just want to laugh and then we want to make out, I guess.
All right.
Is that what you use as humor? Or used?
They didn't laugh
it.
Until I took I my clothes
it.
Off.
I doubt so. It, yeah. That's good. That's real good. And speaking of getting frisky, got bad news for anyone who thinks they can get frisky inside a movie theater because it's so, so dark and tempting. There's a movie theater employee who posts inside info on TikTok when it comes to movie theaters. And she says, stop doing that because they have infrared cameras there in the theaters and they can see everything you do. And then she showed a little clip as proof. I posted it on our Facebook page if you want to check that out. And yeah, like it's like your outdoor cameras at night when you check those. You can see everything, man. I had no idea. So there's that. So Dom, I know you've had experience in this.
But it was long enough
was it
ago,
long ago
that I bet they
that?
Didn't have those cameras.
Oh, okay.
I've had an experience in a movie theater, but it's been a while.
Oh, it was back when they didn't actually talk in the movies, right?
Yeah,
it was all the piano music.
Movies.
That's when it happened. A flicker show. What do you say we go to a flicker show and make out, eh? Get handsy.
They were known as the Nickelodeons.
Oh, no, I like flicker show better. It's a flicker show. I don't want to tell you anything else. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
I got a couple of them you can choose from today. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. The first one is a tattoo artist that shared photos of a chubby dude where he tatted a set of abs on this fat boy.
It's funny looking.
It's just so ridiculous looking. They're slightly convincing if you look at them from a distance, I guess. So you can check out that photo. And then you can also check out the story of this couple in Northern California that came back from a trip and found hundreds, if not thousands, of swallows, as in the birds, flying around their house. Apparently they came in through the chimney. And it took several hours to shoo, get all the birds out.
What a mess.
It destroyed the carpet, or they destroyed the carpet and all the furniture. And the bad news is insurance did not cover it. But anyway, check out all these birds in this house. It's crazy. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.